Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this special edition of The Robinson Show. Yeah, we have some major changes in the world of not only the NFL, but also college football. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots mutually part ways after 24 seasons of being together, many Super Bowl appearances, Super Bowl victories, AFC championship games, the whole nine yards. Also, Pete Carroll let go by the Seattle Seahawks after 14 seasons with the team, two Super Bowl appearances. Also, it would culminate with Carroll winning a Super Bowl with the Seahawks, of course, the Legion of Boom, right? Beast mode, and the retirement of Nick Saban. That was a shocker. To talk more about the legacies of head coaches Belichick, Saban, and Carroll, let's welcome him back to the program. Here is a guy, you know, he loves his football, been a fan for so long. Let's welcome him back to the program. Here's Eric. Yo, E, what's going on?
What's up, Ed, man? It's great to be back. Great to be back talking some football. And, yeah, we got a lot to touch on this program.
Oh, yes, indeed, my friend. Let's start off with talking about Nick Saban for a moment. I think this is the shocker out of the three. Nick Saban, seven national championships, six at Alabama, one at LSU. I mean, the guy also has some NFL coaching experience as well, being a defensive coordinator. Also, he coached for a couple of seasons with the Miami Dolphins. But, man, Saban, what a track record. Give me your thoughts on Nick calling it quits.
Yeah, that one caught me off guard. I felt like they were so close to getting into the championship this year. There was literally one play away. Why they called that play for Jalen Monroe to try to run the ball up the middle, I don't understand. But, I mean, they were competitive this year. They went on a good winning streak. I mean, I didn't really see Nick Saban retired. I thought maybe two, three more seasons. But I guess he just – the wear and tear of the season, the ups and downs, the emotional swings of games, and I guess he just felt like, you know, it was time to call it a career, and what a great career it was.
Indeed, it was a great career, Eric. Now, as far as his coaching career is concerned, we know about some of the experience that he had in the NFL, but he started his head coaching career in 1990 at the University of Toledo, and then after several years in the NFL, he returned to the coaching ranks, and he coached the Michigan State Spartans for four seasons. He was responsible for bringing that program back up, and then he got to LSU. Now, Eric, LSU was a graveyard at the time. LSU was not the program as it is today. It was kind of like a pit stop, so to speak, but he put the program on the map, winning a national championship. Give me your thoughts of Coach Saban's time at LSU and what he did to bring the program back.
Well, he set the standard there. You know, he came in with a college team that needed help, needed guidance, needed leadership, and he proved that. He brought that, and he made recruitment better, made players want to come to LSU. You know, before Nick Saban, you've seen some players come from LSU into the NFL and do good, but after Nick Saban and the success he had at LSU, you see LSU players come to NFL, drafted first round, second round all the time, and he set the standard. And he definitely turned LSU around in a good way. And without him, I don't think LSU would be the program he is today. You know, sometimes you leave a lifetime impression on people and a team and a fan base. And that's what he brought to LSU. And because of him, I think that's why they have a lot of success they have today.
Yeah, indeed, and he set the standard for Les Miles and Ed Orgeron and Brian Kelly for the LSU coaches that would follow him. And so after two seasons with the Miami Dolphins, he returned to the coaching ranks, being the head coach of the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. Eric, great success. I mean, he won one national championship at LSU, but six national championships at the University of Alabama. They gave him complete control. They rolled out the red carpet for him and a lot of talent that he had at the University of Alabama. Give me your thoughts on Coach Saban and his time with the Tide.
It was phenomenal, probably some of the greatest coaching college football history. And, I mean, you got to look at the players that came under his tree, you know, Derrick Henry's, your Mark Ingram's. I mean, man, Julio Jones, I mean, he did some great stuff there in Alabama, won so many championships. It seems like every year they was within a game or a play away from getting another championship or going back to a championship. He definitely, no doubt, set the standard at Alabama. And just like LSU, I think it's going to leave a mark at Alabama. And I think Alabama's going to continue to roll along. And I think whoever takes his place, you're going to be in a good place. You're going to be set up good because Nick Saban, he's a recruiter. He's a genius when it comes to play calling and come to practice and putting players in the right position to be successful. So, man, he's definitely going to be missed at Alabama. And like I said, I didn't see it coming. But, you know, done it long enough, the success he's had, I can't be mad at him for wanting to step down.
Yeah, that is a shocker right there. But, Eric, you know, I want to stay just with his time at Alabama. He produced some Heisman Trophy winners, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Derrick Henry, Devontae Smith, Mark Ingram, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Tua Tagovailoa. No, I don't think Tua was not a
no,
Heisman
Trophy
winner.
No, he didn't win it.
He didn't win it, but I know it was Derrick Henry, Devontae Smith, and Mark Ingram were, I mean, the countless Heisman winners that he produced during his time at Alabama. Just give me your thoughts on Saban and just having that pedigree and having that knack for talent.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he was a recruiter's dream, man. He recruited very well. And some players, I think, transferred as well. But, yeah, no doubt, everybody wanted to play for Nick Saban because they knew if you played for Nick Saban, you no doubt had a chance at winning a championship every year with Nick Saban, you know, in control. You always had that chance. And he's developed a lot of players, and like you said, Heisman Trophy winners. So, man, it's a crazy day for Alabama, but, man, boy, he was a great coach.
I want to stay one more with Coach Saban before we move on. I know the landscape of college football has changed since he's started becoming a head coach, whether it be at Toledo or Michigan State or LSU, or even when he got to Alabama, the NIL and the transfer portal, do you think they had a lot to do with his decision to retire, or do you think it was just he was ready to step down and, you know, ride off into the sunset?
Yeah, I don't think that persuaded his decision because, you know, the transfer portal probably would have helped him out too because a lot of players would have transferred to Alabama. And so I'm not 100% sure. I wouldn't think so. I think he had it in his mind, championship or not, this would be his last year. I think he had this brewing for some time now this season. I don't think it just came up after the loss in the playoff against Michigan. I think he knew it was going to happen this year. I think he premature knew about it probably mid season. I would think.
I think his legacy is going to be not just with Alabama, but just his head coaching career as a whole.
Oh, probably be named the greatest of all time. I mean, seven championships that don't happen by fault. That don't happen by coincidence. I mean, yeah, I think, too, he won one at LSU, left college, came back to Alabama, and won six at Alabama. So, you know, two different colleges winning the championships, that's just great coaching. I think he'll go down as one of the greatest of all time, right at the top of the, you know, the Bear Bryants, you know, Bo Schembechler, Woody Hayes. He's going to be right up there with all of them.
I mentioned that what during his time at Alabama, he had four Heisman Trophy winners, Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry, Devontae Smith, and Bryce Young. So there you
Bryce
have
Young,
it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been brainstorming. I was like, I think a quarterback won. I'm trying to remember who it was. Yeah, Bryce Young, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are the four during Coach Saban's time at Alabama. Let's move along now I want to talk now just about Pete Carroll for a moment. This one was a shocker to me, too. 14 seasons, as the head coach at this with the Seattle Seahawks. Two Super Bowl appearances. He won one Super Bowl, of course, Super Bowl 48, led with the Legion of Boom defense. Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. Russell Wilson did his thing. And the following year, they went to the Super Bowl. We know how that ended. That didn't end so well. But Coach Carroll, again, started, had a great career in college, and then was able to transition to the NFL, which is weird because the transitions aren't so good for head coaches going from college to the pros. Give me your thoughts on Coach Carroll about the decision with Seattle letting him go.
Hey, sometimes you just need change, I guess. And I guess they felt like they needed to make change. You know, Pete Carroll won national championships at USC. Then when came into the NFL, won a Super Bowl. Two other coaches have ever done that. And it was Jimmy Johnson with Miami Hurricanes, then came, won a national championship, then went to Dallas and won a Super Bowl. And Barry Switzer, he won a national championship with the Sooners, then came to Dallas and won a Super Bowl. And so now you got Pete Carroll, who's done the same. But, I figured maybe one more year, maybe, because he was coming along so good with Geno Smith, I felt like. But I guess they just ready for change. Maybe they want a younger, more sparkier coach, you know. And then they got some coaches that's going to be definitely looked at. And I guess maybe they got something else in mind. They want to go a different route. And, you know, you can't be mad what Pete Carroll did over there. That's the only thing I have a knock against Pete Carroll. Run Marshawn Lynch. And the Super Bowl, they would have won. He decided to throw, got intercepted. But, that's the only knock I have against his coaching career in the NFL is not running Marshawn Lynch when he should have at the goal line. But great coach. I think he'll get into the Hall of Fame.
I want to get more into Carroll's NFL career in just a moment. I want to talk about his time as a college coach, specifically at USC. Eric. He won multiple Rose Bowls, Orange Bowls, also multiple Pac-10 titles. Well, the Pac-10 is no more, but multiple Pac-10 titles and, of course, national championships. Man, he had Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, Lindell White, Dwayne Jarrett, just to name a few. Just give me your thoughts on Pete's time when he was at USC.
One of the greatest pieces of coaching that has ever occurred. I mean, the same thing like Nick Saban. I mean, he brought in Heisman Trophy winners. He brought championships. He brought recruitment. People wanted to be, if that's even a word, recruitment. But he recruited. People wanted to play for him. That was the place to be, USC. And, man, they could have three-peated if it wasn't for Texas and a man named Vince Young. But he had a great, great, great run at USC. And he produced some great talent that went into the NFL and did some good things. So, yeah, his time at USC is probably some of the greatest coaching in college football history at his time there.
Solid. And now, you know, I just want to get more now into his career in Seattle. When I think of his time with Seattle, of course, Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch, and the Legion of Boom defense, what are some of the legacy, what do you think the legacy of Pete Carroll is going to be in Seattle as the head coach?
Oh, they're probably going to put a statue up of him, you know, outside their stadium. I mean, before he got there, they had no Super Bowl championship. You know, Mike Holmgren got them to a Super Bowl, but they didn't win it. Pete Carroll comes in, gets them to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, they didn't just win that Super Bowl against Denver. They destroyed them. It was not even close. Then the next year they go and they play New England, and if he would have ran the ball with Marshawn Lynch, he'd be back-to-back Super Bowl champ. But he definitely going to go down as probably the greatest coach in Seattle history, no doubt. What he's done there, the talent that he's brought there, and the wins, the division titles, the Super Bowl championships, you know, I think you know, he drafted Russell Wilson, and look what he turned out to be. When he drafted him, no one thought Russell would be successful, and he came in and won the starting job and never looked back. But and made the trade for Marshawn Lynch from Buffalo. But I think his legacy there will go on forever. His statue, he'll have his name up in the rafters. He'll be honored. Be crazy though, but maybe 10 years from now, we'll be watching the game, and they're going to honor him at halftime. You know, that'd be pretty nice to watch. So, yeah, his legacy will live forever in Seattle, no doubt.
And whatever Coach Carroll decides to do, we know he's going to be great at it. And like you said, his legacy has already been cemented in Seattle. All right, I want to move along now to, we knew it was coming. It was not if, but when. After 24 seasons as the head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick and the Patriots mutually part ways. I mean, Eric, listen, we know about Bill, Coach Belichick, 9 Super Bowl appearances, winning 6 Super Bowls, countless AFC championship game appearances. I mean, hey, we can go back even when he won 2 Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator with the New York Giants under the Bill Parcells coaching tree. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Belichick and him in New England parting ways.
Yeah, you knew it would be coming. You know, once he hit that 22nd, 23rd year with the team, I figured he might get to 25. But like they feel like they probably was a mutual agreement. And, you know, New England's team's going to look different next year and no Bill Belichick. So that means whoever gets hired on as the head coach, he's going to put his stamp on that team. So which means Mac Jones and a lot of these other players, don't count on them being there. And don't count out whoever the new head coach is trading up in the draft to maybe try to grab Caleb Williams or Drake May, you know, or maybe even Marvin Harrison Jr. to start that franchise off right. My opinion, a quarterback. And I think the new coach there is going to put his stamp on the team, and a lot of heads are going to roll from New England. I don't know if it's going to be a lot of coaches, but Mac Jones' days are probably done there because that's a Bill Belichick man. Whenever the new head coach comes in, he's going to want his quarterback and his players. So, yeah, a lot's going to change. So, but, yeah, I've seen it coming, but I didn't see it coming. I'm not surprised that it happened. I wouldn't have been surprised if it didn't happen. It's just that point in his career with New England that anything was possible. So it might be good for both of them, a fresh start for Bill Belichick and a fresh start for New England. But whoever he does coach for next year, and if they do play New England next year, that's going to be a hot ticket.
Yeah, you already know it's going to be a hot ticket. It was a hot ticket when Brady returned to Foxborough on Sunday Night Football. That was a hot ticket. So like you said, it could be a hot ticket whoever Belichick winds up coaching going up against the Patriots. I want to stay just with Bill's legacy with New England. So, listen, we know when you think of Bill Belichick, you think of the owner, Robert Kraft. You also think about the quarterback, Tom Brady. What comes to your mind just in general when you think of the legacy of that duo with Belichick and Brady?
I mean, you're going to talk those two names forever. I mean, look at Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw. Still talk about that, you know, to this day. Bill Walsh, Joe Montana. You still talk about that to this day. Jimmy Johnson, Troy Aikman. So, yeah, you're definitely going to talk about them. Two names will be linked together forever, and they'll be in the Hall of Fame together forever. So they've done some great things. They've done stuff that I never would have dreamed that a head coach and with the same quarterback will win 6 Super Bowls and appear in 9 of them. That's insane. So, yeah, they're going to be linked together forever and going to be probably the greatest coach-to-quarterback combination in the history of the NFL. You even still hear Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr, and that's back in 67, 65, you know. So, like I said, you're going to hear Brady, Belichick, 40, 50 years from now, 60 years from now, you'll still be hearing that combination, no doubt.
Absolutely. Now, we'll stay with Bill in New England. So we know about Tom Brady, but he had some great talent during his time as the coach of the Patriots. Randy Moss, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson, Vince Wilfork, Richard Seymour, Ty Law, Lawyer Malloy, Corey Dillon, Rodney Harrison, Troy Brown, Bethel Johnson, David Patton. I mean, what do you think about some of the talent that Belichick has coached over the years during his time in New England?
Some great talent. You named a lot of great talent there, too. But also a player that sticks out in my mind was Kevin Faulk. when he first came to New England from LSU, he was on part of them, some of them earlier Super Bowl teams, and Kevin Falk was such a, I would say, a versatile player from the out the backfield catching. He returned some punts some seasons, but he definitely brought in players and made them to be better than they should be. Like Randy Moss, he was phenomenal, of course, with the Vikings and all, and he did some good stuff with the Raiders, but he comes over here to New England and his career just platooned. I just wish he would have got a Super Bowl out of that with Brady, but the one they went to, they wound up losing, and yes, the Giants wanted it more in that game, but I really wish Moss could have got a Super Bowl out of it. But, you know, Deion Branch, I mean, it's so many of them. Ty Law, it just goes on. Richard Sherman. There's so many great names, man. He brought so many great players and gave us so many great games. It's phenomenal what he did in New England.
Yeah, indeed, and definitely there's going to be so many great memories. You know, before Belichick became the head coach, they had went to a Super Bowl. They went to two Super Bowls, weren't successful, but since he arrived there, and of course with Brady and the talent that would follow, it would be championship after championship. And any final thoughts on the legacy of Coach Bill Belichick in New England and going forward?
I mean, it just tells you his genius. You got to think, when he came to New England, the quarterback was Drew Bledsoe, who was already proven to be a good quarterback and already led New England to a Super Bowl. They lost to Green Bay in the Dome. Bill Parcells was the coach. But then he comes in and drafts a seventh-round Tom Brady. Bledsoe gets knocked out. Brady comes in, and the rest is history. So, you know, if he never would have took that chance on Tom Brady, who knows what we'll be talking about today about, you know, Brady and Belichick. But, yeah, Belichick, no doubt, just like Pete Carroll, I mean, they're going to have a statue of him. They're going to honor him one night, maybe 10 years down the road at a halftime on Sunday night football or Monday night football. He'll come out and be honored, and promise you Brady will probably be standing there to help honor him. It'll be something nice to look forward to down the road. But his legacy will forever live in New England no matter what, and I'm pretty sure the fans will be happy to see him when he does return, if he even returns as an opponent or to be honored. But his legacy will live forever. Like I said, they have a statue and everything of him as well. There's no doubt.
Absolutely, man. And certainly, like you said, his future Hall of Famer, somebody, his legacy is going to live on for a long time. Up in New England, up in Foxborough, to be exact. So, Eric, any final thoughts you may have on with Coach Belichick or Coach Carroll or Coach Saban, or any information you have on those coaches, any other coaches you'd like to share?
Well, you know, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick are actually real close friends, and I think they coached together in the past. So they're linked that way, and if you think about Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, they played in the Super Bowl, and that's the Super Bowl where he should have ran Marshawn Lynch and didn't. Butler intercepts the ball. New England wins. That was Carroll versus Belichick. Saban and Belichick have a history. It's crazy how all three of these coaches are in the news right now for not being on a team. Got one retiring and two moving on, and maybe Bill Belichick could go on to do something that's never been done, be the first head coach to go win Super Bowls with coaching two different teams. It has never happened in my acknowledgement, I could tell you that. So, and Pete Carroll, too. He could go somewhere else and win a Super Bowl. He would have won a Super Bowl with two different NFL teams. No head coach has ever done that. A couple of them have brought other teams to the Super Bowl, you know, Mike Holmgren and Bill Parcells, but I've never seen none of them win Super Bowls with two different teams. So it'll be interesting to see if that happens down the road and make history. So, but it'll be interesting to keep your eye on the TV. And next upcoming weeks, it's about to going to be filled. People are going to be coming after these coaches. And then don't forget about Jim Harbaugh over there in Michigan. He might be creeping back into the NFL. So it's going to be a coaching carousel, no doubt, this year. But the crazy part about this is it ain't just your average Joe-name quarterback. I mean, coaches. You know, Super Bowl winning future Hall of Fame coaches. So this is going to be interesting offseason.
Absolutely. You're right about that. And we'll leave it on that note. Eric, as always, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, man. If ever you want to come back on, you know where to find us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
For sure. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Robinson Show. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson. Saying so long, and you take care.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. The new year feels like a fresh start, but you've probably learned by now that New Year's resolutions are rarely life-changing. But here's a life-changing resolution you can make today and keep. Prioritizing your mental health with Talkspace. By putting your mental well-being first, good things follow. Less stress, better relationships, maybe even better health and career success. Talking to a therapist at Talkspace can give you the support you need to make the changes you want. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a therapist. And since you meet your therapist online, you won't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet whenever and wherever you feel most at ease. So go headfirst into 2024 by committing to therapy. Talkspace is here for you. And Talkspace works with most insurers. So most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off your first month when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Talkspace.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. The new year feels like a fresh start, but you've probably learned by now that New Year's resolutions are rarely life-changing. But here's a life-changing resolution you can make today and keep. Prioritizing your mental health with Talkspace. By putting your mental well-being first, good things follow. Less stress, better relationships, maybe even better health and career success. Talking to a therapist at Talkspace can give you the support you need to make the changes you want. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a therapist. And since you meet your therapist online, you won't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet whenever and wherever you feel most at ease. So go headfirst into 2024 by committing to therapy. Talkspace is here for you. And Talkspace works with most insurers. So most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off your first month when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Talkspace.com.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.